Good Thursday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. May I ask a straightforward question to begin our time together today? How do you measure your faith? I mean, the size, the strength, the maturity, even the power of your faith, especially your faith in God. We all exercise a great deal of faith each day, going through the normal routine of living, don't we? You and I have faith our car will start when we push the ignition, and water will run out of the kitchen faucet when we turn the knob. And the telephone will, of course, connect to the person we're trying to call every time, right? But what about our faith in God? What is the difference between faith and expectations? Oh my, what important questions. Let's rejoin the ruckus in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago as a dancing man has caught everyone's attention in the temple area. Why? Because for as long as anyone can remember, this dancing man has been a cripple sitting by the temple gate beautiful, asking for a handout. How is he now dancing? Well, listen to Peter's explanation. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see, Acts 3, verse 16. Yesterday, we looked closely at the significance of the name Peter was likely proclaiming, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Hebrew name for Jesus Christ. I also mentioned three different miracles when Jesus said to the person, "Your faith has healed you." So, what role does your faith in God have in how you live your life every day? And how does that change when you are facing a serious situation and you cry out to God asking Him to intervene? What about when someone asks you to pray for them and their difficult situation? What is your level of faith that God will do something significant in their need? Would you agree faith is an active part of everyday life for all of us, but is our daily faith more focused on technology or political leaders or automation than on God? Pause and think about that. How often during your normal day are you acting on your faith in God or calling out to God for help in faith believing God will answer your call? Do you remember Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 describes faith this way? Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. And then just before the long roll call of faith-filled people, we find these words, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Hebrews 11, verse 6. I believe the truth is that great advancements in most societies have dramatically reduced the frequency or seriousness with which most people turn to God in great faith that God will do something which only God can do in their situation. In fact, God has been marginalized by most people, even people claiming to be religious people or people of faith. Now think about that. In fact, I urge you to read Hebrews chapter 11 and let those faith heroes challenge your faith. It's safe to assume this cripple, sitting in his normal place by the beautiful gate, watching hundreds of people stream by each day, had absolutely no hint that this day would be any different than his previous days of begging. As he reached out his hand to Peter and John for a handout that day, I see no evidence that he expected anything, nor did he recognize Peter and John as disciples of Jesus. I believe he was stunned when Peter said to him, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk." Acts 3, verse 6. In that instant, this cripple faced a crisis of faith. Did he have deep within him a faith big enough that God could actually heal him on the spot? Did he have faith God even cared about him? After all, he'd been a cripple a long time. Did he have faith that the name of Yeshua HaMashiach was different from any other name, and that there was power in that name enough to heal him? Evidently, the answer to all these questions is yes. At least enough faith that as God looked into this crippled man's heart, God saw faith enough that Jesus responded with healing power unleashed into this man, and he stood, perhaps for the first time in his life. Soon he was dancing and praising God. That's important, my friends. Why? Because it's a glimpse into his heart. The record says he went with Peter and John into the temple courts, jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. Acts 3, verse 8 to 10. One of the things I've learned in my life journey with Jesus is how God wants his people to respond when God does something only God can do. God wants us to recognize what I call the fingerprint of God, the evidence of God at work in our lives. And we should give God great praise so that other people will see the evidence of God's involvement in our world. If we disregard God's involvement in our daily lives, why should God continue doing great things? If we explain away God's miracles as coincidence or fate or good luck or technology or even AI, oh my, God has warned us that he will not share his glory with anyone or anything. Isaiah 42, verse 8. That day in Jerusalem, a crippled man and a large crowd of people who saw him dancing had a crisis of belief. They could not deny what was happening right in front of their eyes, nor could they claim they had not heard Peter's God-honoring explanation. They each faced an important decision that day. What was the level of their faith in God, and would they give God all the credit and glory for this miraculous healing of a cripple? Would they join many others in asking Peter and John to teach them about Jesus and introduce them to Jesus? And what is your response to this miracle, my friends? What is your level of authentic faith in God? What more is God ready to do in your life if you'd pursue a much deeper, stronger faith in Jesus? And let's meet here again tomorrow.